The Final Play Podcast welcomes you to the following presentation of the NFL.
So many good NFL primetime musics to steal. Oh my God. Fantastic.
And it's back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our 2021-2022 NFL season preview, which will start, the first game will start this Friday, Australian time, with my Dallas Cowboys versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, a tall order to start with for the boys.
Yeah. Why don't you just throw us straight to the wall straight away? But we'll go through, like we do, we've done the last couple of years, we'll go through East Division, East Team, talk about the ins and outs, and, you know, break down some over-unders. We'll see how we go through each sort of team. We're not limiting ourselves, but we sort of are in terms of time, so bear with us, obviously. I guess we'll go straight into the AFC East and starting with the Buffalo Bills.
Look, super successful season last year. Signed Josh Allen to a massive extension, rookie extension. Yeah. $150 million is guaranteed. I think it's like 6 years, $280 million. So that's right up there in terms of what they're doing. They picked up Emmanuel Sanders, 1 year, $6 million.
Yeah, I like that.
Mitch Trubisky is there as their backup, so that you don't really have a gigantic drop off at that backup QB. So, they're looking to win the division again.
And honestly, just the way they played last year, and they really, I mean, even their, in terms of their defense, they picked up that Matt Milano, 4 years, $41 million, which was pretty good because he, I guess that everyone was raving about their offense. I mean, between, you know, Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, of course, why wouldn't you? But it was their defense for them that I guess got them to that 13-3 last year. And they're going from strength to strength. They easily, honestly, I don't want to say easily, but they're very, very pushing for that Super Bowl contention this year. I think they'll be very much in consideration for
a Super Bowl.
And that's, you know, on the back of Josh Allen's huge contract. If they're going to push for that, he's going to have that kind of MVP, or at least pushing for that MVP season, personally.
Yeah, that's right. Look, they've got plenty of weapons offensively as well, so that they don't really drop, you know, too much in that regard. So yeah, this is a big season for Buffalo. I think that they went from strength to strength last year, and I don't think that's, you know, not so much surprised a lot of people, but you know, they've got the tools there now. You know, especially last year after they got Stephon Diggs. So, they've got, you know, a bona fide number one. They'll have expectations on them this year.
It could be their running backs in Devin Singletary and Zach Moss, if one of them sort of needs to sort of step up, or they do that 1-2 punch. Because they even picked up Matt Breida just as a
third
option just in case. But you know, I still think they're strong. I honestly think they'll win their division. I wouldn't say easily, but I definitely think they'll win it.
Yeah, I mean, not so much easily, but yeah, I think they'll win the division, and that will be they'll be a top contender in the AFC.
Next team, the Miami Dolphins. Now, I mean, coming back off a season where they were pretty good last year, a 10-6 season, with a departing, I guess, Ryan Fitzpatrick to the Washington Football Team, and which basically means they've thrown all their eggs into the Tua Tagovailoa basket.
Yeah, no, they're without saying it, I guess, like they're not really sort of coming out publicly and supporting Tua and saying that yeah, he's our quarterback and everything like that. They basically just go, it's like, right, okay, they've got Jacoby Brissett there as a backup for him. Mm-hmm. That they picked up. They pick up Malcolm Brown from the Rams. And the funny sort of little one that they picked up Matt Sakura, the Baltimore Ravens center, then released him in the final cuts of the season, which is really weird. Yeah. So I'm not quite sure what they were thinking there. Obviously, he didn't meet the expectations of the team. And I think Brian Flores there has got, very high expectations of what's going to happen with the Dolphins this year.
Don't also rule out the signing of Will Fuller.
That's right.
A one-year deal, but and I think he's got the first game he's out suspended, I think I remember, if I believe. I think just for the first game.
Is he out for multiple games at the start of the season, is he not?
No, just the one, literally just the one game. The first game, I think, is just – and then – so, but he was good. He was good for Houston, so – and it's only really a one-year, $10 million deal, fully guaranteed. So it's sort of not.
I mean, that's not a bad living. $10 million for 1 year, prove it deal. That's not bad.
So the Miami Dolphins, yes, they've thrown it behind Tua. There was talk from the coach that the reason Tua wasn't that great last year because the offense was running around the way Ryan Fitzpatrick sort of plays. So Tua plays a different way. And from what I've read and sort of seen out of that training camp is that, you know, Tua's not a guy that likes to – he's not used to losing, obviously. I mean, coming from
– no way.
You know, any of that Alabama – I guess all the Alabama players aren't used to losing. So – you know, if he's got that mentality, they'll be up there. It's hard to get behind him without sort of seeing something personally.
Two good rookies that they picked up. You know, they got Jalen Waddle from Alabama, and yeah, they also got the defensive end Jalen Phillips as well. Yeah. So that's and he's
who's
you
know,
or not
huge...
not so much a local kid, but yeah, he's. He came from the University of Miami, the Hurricanes there, so he doesn't have to move too far. So I think that'll help them. Like, yeah, Jalen Waddle will help them big time in that receiving core, in that receiving room.
And Jalen Phillips has got huge reps in training camp, so like, they're even tipping him possibly a defensive player, a rookie player of the year, so which is good. I mean, yeah. They're still young. Like even if they don't win this division, they there's building blocks, so to speak.
True.
The next team that has never used to losing a division or even making the playoffs, the New England Patriots.
Boy, they were busy. They were busy little bees in the off season. Bill Belichick.
I've never seen since I've been watching this game. Bill Belichick spend so much money.
He's
gone out and just like just it felt like when the free agency started, all I seen was this person went to New England Patriot, this person went to New England
another one's gone to the Patriots. Let's sign all the tight ends in the world. Let's go through the list.
Hunter Henry, 3 years, $37.5 million. Jonnu Smith, 4 years, $50 million. Nelson Aguilar, 2 years, $26 million. Kendrick Bourne signed a 3-year deal. He's still with them. $22.5 million. I'm sure they picked up a couple of defensive guys too, if I remember correctly.
Did they get Kyle Van Noy?
Kyle Van Noy, 2-year, $13.2 million. Matt Judon, 4-year, $56 million deal. So,
got himself some draft picks from the LA Rams, in trading over Sony Michel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exactly right. Obviously the biggest thing that was going on, even though he signed a 1-year deal up to $13.6 million, this is Cam Newton. He only had the $1.5 million guaranteed base salary, but he has now been cut.
That's unbelievable.
Their rookie quarterback, Mr. Mac Jones. So it's
in Mac we trust.
And honestly, it's hard to think that to me that Bill Belichick, I don't think they'll win the division, but it's hard for me that I can't see them not making the playoffs again. I don't know if they'll win the division, but I just think, to me, Bill Belichick will be honestly too pissed off not to miss it personally.
That's right. So it'll be between them and the Dolphins, I guess, to try and maybe scrape into a wild card spot out of this division. So they're going to have to they're not going to have the easy trail to a division title. Yeah, and the playoffs like they've had in previous years. Obviously they were pretty awful last year. With Cam Newton there, and what was his stats last year? Eight touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and realistically it was only going to be 5 touchdowns and 10 interceptions because he had a 3 touchdown game against the Jets towards the end of the season. So if he didn't have that, he would have ended up being 5 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. And look, they had all the faith in the world in him, and then all of a sudden, I think that was it was a total bombshell for them
They dropped Cam Newton. They're not used to that kind of that offensive scheme, so to speak. So I this is why they've thrown it behind Mac. Mac is, well, honestly, and I'm not saying he's like Tom Brady, but he has that Tom Brady-esque, you know, I'll stay in the pocket, I'll scan the field, I'll look for those accurate passes.
That's right. He's highly, highly accurate.
So, and that's what Bill Belichick likes, clearly. So, and that's why they moved up. They didn't move up in that draft. That's why they were happy for him to
Mac just fell straight in their lap. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, which is that. Yeah, was 100% unbelievable. So, they're a wait and see for me. We'll just sort of wait and see because I just don't know. Next team, which, you know, New York Jets, they've got an extremely young side. I don't think they're going in with high expectations. I don't think that's, you know, as rabid as their fans are, I don't think they're going in with high expectations, but they have a very, very young side.
No, that's right. You know, no more proof of that in who they drafted in Zach Wilson at number 2, which I don't know if they missed a trick there. I don't see him as being the second best quarterback in this class. I think it was Trevor Lawrence and everybody else. But to me, from what I've seen with my own two eyes, that I think Justin Fields was the second best quarterback, always was the second best quarterback in this class. And I think they should have taken him rather than Zach Wilson. They convinced themselves out of Justin Fields and into Zach Wilson. I think the same as San Francisco when we get onto them with picking Trey Lance. I think Fields is a much better quarterback than both of those guys. Lance played like one game of college football in 2 years.
Yeah. When we get to them, I'll talk about them because I listen to a podcast with Shanahan and all that, why he picked him. So I don't know. He's again, a very accurate guy. Had got a cannon of an arm. Looks like he's 12 years. Looks like he's 12 years old when he got drafted. Like he just has that huge baby face. So
I'd be turning 13 by the time the season starts. So
they got young guys. They did sign, you know, who I liked, Corey Davis, 3 years, $37.5 million. Not a bad sort of signing personally. I don't mind him.
They needed help. Why couldn't they get him? Why couldn't they get someone like Corey Davis or Sam Darnold?
They just gave
that poor kid no help. They shipped him off to Carolina. What do they get for him? They got a second and a fourth this draft and a sixth rounder next year. So why couldn't they help him out?
I totally agree. And that's why they don't have the same coach anymore. And Robert Salah, again, from a couple of pods I've been listening to with, it's actually an interesting podcast. It's the head coach for the LA Rams. His name's just left my head now.
Oh, Sean McVay.
He's the one interviewing all these people. So it's a very interesting, and he knows them all. They're all around the same age. And Robert Salah's got, out of all the ones he interviewed, he sounds like he's very level-headed, extremely level-headed. you know.
I guess we'll see how the New York media gets to him, I suppose.
Well, that's why he doesn't. That's what I mean. Like, that he's gonna have to have that level headedness. So, yeah. Sorry, Jets fans, don't expect much out of your team. I think you could go better than 2-14. Well, I mean, it would be 2-15. So you'd have to do 3. You know, being 17 games this year. So, another one sort of sneaky sign before we move on was defensive end Carl Lawson coming from the Bengals.
I think that's a good signing as well.
I guess we'll move on straight into the AFC North. who, you know, coming in before all the I guess preseason games, you know, were touted as another team that'll win their division sort of easily. They did sign Sammy Watkins. I don't know what you thought of that one.
But boy, hasn't he bounced around lately? I guess just one of those guys that teams feel that they can sort of maximize and get the best out of. Like, you've seen the kind of talent that he is and how good he was at Buffalo when they were sort of, you know, down the bottom of the rung there in the AFC East, and then he's sort of bounced around a little bit now. He's been at the Chiefs. You know, now he's here. He's sort of, I guess you won't say that he's Mr. Reliable, but I don't mind the signing to sort of, you know, maybe to give a little bit of help to Juju. But they've got, you know, they've got Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson. They've got, you know, fairly reliable sort of receivers there, you know, Eric Ebron there at tight end as well. So, for me, a loss for them is James Conner.
Yeah.
They'll be running back by committee this year.
Yeah, they will be. Yeah, well, they'll have to be, because Najee Harris is going to be all-time this year. I honestly think that's going to be an all-time one, personally. I think that was a great pickup. They're going to have to be a running back by committee. You know, because as well as Big Ben's sort of apparently lost those kilos, he's not going to throw the cannons anymore.
They've got Dwayne Haskins there as well. So I sort of think that they've got themselves a nice backup in that. Like, mm-hmm. I absolutely don't believe in Mason Rudolph. They've got Josh Dobbs there as well, and he's been sort of
the
backup. They've
got a phenomenal defense, but like Minka Fitzpatrick's just an
TJ Watt.
They're
good on the defensive side, and that will keep them afloat in games.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Look, you know, we're talking about this before we come on. Like, just recently signed Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've lost both of their, I guess, sort of starting running backs. Was it Justice Hall?
Yeah.
And J.K. Hall, Dobbins.
And obviously, the biggest one is J.K. Dobbins, who was, you know, a fantasy favorite, you know, if you're in a fantasy for a lot of people. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Huge cut. I don't know. I'm honestly, we'll talk about over and unders sort of towards the end of this for anybody interested in over unders. I'm very skeptical of what they're going to be now. They don't really have an offensive weapons except for that one person that does everything, and that's Lamar Jackson.
How much can he do?
Who's, you know, not adamant, but he's pretty much said, I don't want to have the COVID shot. You know, and it's everyone's choice. That's whatever you just want to, anyone wants to do, that's fine. But the problem with the NFL, they have very strict protocols that if you're a close contact, you get something and you haven't had the shot, mandatory 5 days.
5 days.
So that's huge telling and a team's not going to make you. That's, you know, they're just not going to make you, but.
Not yet.
But
in the NBA, they are, but they haven't.
Yeah. I still don't think
if you're in a hotspot area, if you're in, you know, LA or San Francisco or New York, the NBA is if you're a part of that team, the NBA is making you get the shot.
I don't know. I mean, we're not going to digress anymore. I don't think you can tell people what to do, but in this situation, you've just got to really think about it if you're betting for these teams in over under or in your fantasy, because you know you're going to have to. That's just the way it is, you know, and it's going to be forthcoming for a while, I think. So
yeah, I think so, and that's what I mean. And if you don't play, then you don't get a paycheck. So I think that if they start getting hit in the hip pocket, then you know that may sway some people. But yeah, other than that, like you said, it's a choice, but they're trying to peer pressure everybody into getting it done. But yeah, look the Ravens will go, I guess, as far as Lamar can carry them. And you know they've given an extension to Mark Andrews, the tight end there. So you know he's always been great Mr. player. Reliable for Very them. So I think it's like 4 years, 56 mil for him. So that's super hang on to him.
Yeah. Next team is the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, obviously coming off that horrific Joe Burrow. Just gruesome injury.
Just blew everything out in his knee. Everything.
Every single thing. So, and he'll be back sort of this year. Or he'll be back week one.
Pretty sure he's confirmed week one starter.
I was extremely, as good as their fifth pick was in terms of, and I've just lost his name there, wide receiver, Jamar Chase.
Oh, Jamar Chase. Yeah, that will help them greatly. But they got T. Higgins. They've got some good receivers there.
I would have taken an offensive lineman, you know, like a left tackle or right tackle to protect Joe Burrow, because that's all that happened last year is no one could protect him. And that's why, you know, his leg got smashed in 9 million places. So
no, that's right. There was a lot of talk about them, about Cincinnati taking Penei Sewell, but he ended up falling to the Lions. So I guess Jared Goff's got himself a little bit of extra protection. But, yeah, that they've sort of gone the opposite way and we'll go with the offensive skill position and we'll roll with that. And you can't do a whole lot better than pretty much like one of the best wide receivers in this class in Jamar Chase.
No, I understand that. Bit shaky in preseason, but that doesn't mean anything because, you know, he's not getting his number one quarterback thrown to him all the time either. So, no. They did shore up their defense a lot. I like their defensive end. Well, I like Trey Hendrickson. Signed a four-year.
Oh, that's such a great signing for them.
4 year, $60 million deal. And even Chidobe Awuzie from the Cowboys. Yeah, 3 year, $21 million deal as well. Their defense, they shored up that a lot more. And even Mike Hilton as well. He got a 4 year, $24 million deal. So I'm still tempering expectations on them. I mean, this is sort of a tough division because it could go any which way, personally, but I don't see it going their way, at least not this year.
I mean, look, same sort of deal. If they can improve on last year, then I think they'd be pretty happy.
A team that I guess I want to have high expectations, but I think they could win the division is the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, a lot of people out there saying that. That the Cleveland Browns are not so much a shoe-in, but they're one of the better chances to win the division and a sleeper Super Bowl pick. And I don't buy a sleeper Super Bowl pick in the slightest.
No, I don't buy that.
But yeah, they've got to maximize the production of OBJ and Baker Mayfield, because all the talk about it last year was, Is Mayfield better or worse with or without OBJ? So hopefully they can sort of squash that narrative this year and be productive. Like, they've got weapons everywhere.
Well, they're one, two.
They signed Jadeveon Clowney to put beside Myles Garrett.
That is ridiculous.
They are going to be a menace.
Those two coming from either end is going to be insane. Holy hell. And they're monster guys too. They're just massive. But they've got, you know, your 1-2 punch in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. That's still going to be great for them. But you did mention sort of Baker Mayfield. They specifically this year, the Kevin Stefanski, their head coach, no preseason media stuff for nobody. he was very adamant this year, you know. He just sort of went at the start, you know, and I'm talking about Baker Mayfield because, you know, he likes to be in front of the camera. He said, even he said, they're not doing preseason stuff. We're just, you know, we're staying under the radar, so to speak. And it's not a bad ploy. Let's, you know, see what sort of happens. But they will have big expectations this year, I think.
And a plethora of good tight ends as well.
Plus, that's the next one.
Harrison Bryant, David Njoku, Austin Hooper.
Austin Hooper needs to have the ball more.
Oh, he's totally with that amount of guys, he is totally wasted there. Totally, you see the numbers that he put up the couple of years that he was fairly good at Atlanta.
Oh my god!
Last year he was totally and utterly wasted at Cleveland.
If they can get him more targets, he can work with the ball. Yeah, so you're right. I mean that him and David Njoku that. They have offensive weapons everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they've got a smorgasbord of weapons there that need to be utilized. But not everyone every game is going to eat. So that they've got to put ego in the back pocket and do what's best for the for the logo on the jersey.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Move on to the AFC South. I guess sort of staying in alphabetical order, and the Houston Texans.
Okay, next team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, there's not much to say about them.
I mean, they're just going to be, I can only assume, a total tire fire this year.
The starting quarterback is the most unfair man, you know, in all of sports to me is Tyrod Taylor. It's everywhere he started, he's had some sort of injury or something's happened to him. So he's going to be their starting quarterback because no one knows what's happening with Deshaun Watson still.
The Deshaun Watson thing is all still very, very up in the air. He's on the 53-man squad. Like I said, yeah, they've named Tyrod Taylor there as the starter, but he's there. And if he's on the 53-man roster, then he's good to go. So if it's going to be – look, they've also got Jeff Driskel there as a backup as well. So whether or not they want to run with him or whether – you know, if Tyrod Taylor goes down with another mysterious lung injury.
They need to work kind of the – I can't work out what the hell's going on. Unless it's because it's so still through the courts and so sensitive, you need to go to the NFL and say, well, what are we doing with this guy?
So,
because, are they looking for them for trade off?
He said to me before all this stuff come out, he said, oh, I want out of here. You know, I don't want to be at Houston anymore. Blah, blah, blah. They're still supposedly commanding a king's ransom for him, and that is just not going to happen. Like, absolutely not going to happen. So,
I don't know. I just can't not see. He's not going to play for Houston Texans again. That I know. That is definitely not going to happen ever again. I'll be very surprised if he does.
Yeah, absolutely. A very long road ahead for them. Look, they extended the linebacker there. Is it Darius Leonard? They're trying to shore up how they play, I guess. But
they signed three running backs over the age of 30 too. That doesn't make sense at all. They had David Johnson there, but let's go ahead and sign Rex Burkhead, Mark Ingram, and Philip Lindsay. I do not get.
Yeah,
that.
that's very strange.
I don't know what's going on there. They're all over the shop. They'd have to be candidates to be the worst, the worst team this year, considering in there, and we'll move on to them in a second, but considering they've got the Jaguars in there, in their division, they're probably going to possibly be worse than the Jaguars.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Darius Leonard's at Indianapolis, not at Houston.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, but I think the one you were thinking was that, is it that Christian Kirksey?
I did have stuff written down, but I've got lines written all over this bit of paper here. So
yeah, but it's Houston. No one will forgive you. So we'll move on to the Indianapolis Colts.
Sorry to make your defense a little bit better there, Houston.
Yeah, yeah. And Darius Leonard, I bet Darius Leonard was listening. He would have been shocked. What the hell?
He would have been like, "Yeah, where am I again? What?
I'm going to go to Houston.
Yeah. I want out of here too."
The Indianapolis Colts.
Now we can talk about Darius Leonard and his nice big fat extension.
Yes. Go ahead, because he had a very, very nice fat extension.
Oh, yeah. No, he got a fat paycheck, 98.5 mil.
As you would. Why not? I mean.
Oh, of course. He's going to be the highest paid linebacker in the league.
He's one of the top linebackers in the league, if not the top linebacker in this league, I think. So, I mean, obviously their biggest thing was acquiring a trade with the Philadelphia Eagles for one Carson Wentz for a third round pick and a conditional second rounder. So
what a steal.
For who?
For Indianapolis.
I think so too, because I think I'm not totally on board with Carson Wentz yet, but what I'm getting at is...
You've seen the potential there. All he's got to do is stay healthy. And you
Frank
know,
Wright,
everybody
Frank Wright
thinks...
Frank Wright got him to that MVP season before he got injured. So if anyone's going to get it at him, it's going to be Frank Wright, their head coach for the Colts. So I wouldn't totally rule him out. Just, you know.
No.
He's still young too. I think.
And look, you know, he had the foot injury to start off the year, but as far as I know, he is confirmed week one starter. So that's good that he sort of got that out, because it looked like he was going to be a possibility when that injury happened. Like basically about 5 weeks ago, that he could have been out for up to 12 weeks, which would have just been devastating for them, because, you know, they haven't got a whole lot of backup there. I think they were having Jacob Eason take
Sam Ellinger. It was all over the shop. No one knew what was going on.
So look, they've got a really tough start to the season as well. Like they're first five games that they play are all 10-plus wins from last year.
So they've
got a real tough assignment in the first 5 weeks.
It's such a dynamic. So their first five games is by far the toughest in the league. But then their next five games is by far the easiest in the league. It's such a conundrum. It's so tough, those first five. They're going to be up for it, but they're just, it's going to be very hard for them this year. You know, that 11-5 season, I'm not sure if they'll get to that this year. I don't think I see it. I'm sure we'll talk about it.
I mean, look, yeah, like you said, yeah,
their defense is...
They're fairly solid defensively as well. You know, they've got DeForest Buckner there. Like, and like you said, you know, they've got Darius Leonard as well. Like they've got good building blocks defensively. Up front, you know, guys like Quentin Nelson and Chris Reed. You know, Eric Fisher.
Their defense is unbelievable. Their defense is going to win them games.
Yeah,
you know, I know they say defense
that's
win
me.
Games.
Even on the offensive side, like they've got some big units up front. They'll be waiting on T.Y. Hilton to come back. He's out for the first couple of weeks of the season, so
to come back. They're really behind Michael Pittman too, so they think he'll be their WR1 sort of going forward. I mean, you know, T.Y. Hilton, is he's over 30 now, so he's getting on with age, unfortunately. And also
still produces when he's on the field.
Yeah, no. And they've also got that great running back Jonathan Taylor too.
They keep Wentz healthy, and they will definitely challenge, I guess, this next team for the division in the Tennessee Titans.
I mean, the Tennessee Titans, who, I mean, look, you know, starting off, you know, they did lose their offensive coordinator to the Atlanta Hawks, Mr. Arthur Smith. So he's the head coach there now. So
Hawks, Falcons.
Hawks. Oh, my God. Sorry. Why have I skipped the NBA? The Atlanta Falcons. Jesus Christ. Whoops.
Trey Young's going to be fantastic offensively this year.
Yeah, of course he will run 2,000 yards. But of course he will be. But they, you know, the Tennessee Titans, you know, you've got a plethora of offensive guys. I mean, they did acquire one Mr. Julio Jones Falcons in a trade. So it's funny we're talking about that. So for a second rounder and a fourth rounder. So 1-2 punts with, you know, Julio and AJ Brown. My God. Holy hell.
And one big gigantic Hulk punch in Derrick Henry.
So I couldn't think of those two wide receivers and a running back. That there's no other team like that this year, except for, we'll talk about, you know, possibly my team, possibly, but not to that plethora of
yeah. Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry.
Yeah. 2,000 yards this year. Jesus Christ.
He's Hulk in a helmet.
The big signing, which I thought honestly was probably a little bit of an overpay, was their linebacker Bud Dupree.
Who's a player, but
I don't know if he's worth $85 million. You know, it's only 35 guaranteed, but yeah, he signed a 5-year contract. But he's getting on an age too. I don't know. I don't know if that was a huge, you know, throw all the eggs in that basket personally.
Yeah, taking a flyer, I guess, try and shore up the defense a little bit. So. You know, and they got Janoris Jenkins there as well from the Saints. So, you know, that's a sneaky good little pickup. So, and he's getting up there in age too. But yeah, I guess they're just trying to get some veterans there and try and get their young guys to sort of step it up a little bit defensively. So, they weren't the greatest defensive team in the world last year. They were sort of probably bottom half in the AFC, but. That's what's going to have to sort of, that's the place for improvement, because offensively they should be very well off there with Tannehill, and if he can continue playing the way that he is and the weapons that they've got there, they'll be a very nice little team.
Yeah, no, definitely. Next, we have it. One more team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, excuse me, Jacksonville. I mean, obviously, starting with the draft, their number one pick, Trevor Lawrence, you know, that's, you know, second coming, all that thing, apparently. So,
supposedly, look, Urban Meyer still got his work cut out for him to get what they need out of him. So, yeah, look, and they've also there, they got rid of, I guess to make, I don't know, I think this is just to make Trevor Lawrence feel a little bit better, but there's no Gardner Minshew there anymore. No more Minshew mania for your man there. So
it's weird, but I
Philadelphia was the one that chased him. So I would have thought the Jacksonville would have been, yeah, very, very, very easily would have went, yeah, sure, you can have him.
Yeah, but, you know, I wouldn't throw him completely out. The dude in 2 years had 30 touchdowns and only 11 picks. So that's not a bad QB too, really. At the end of the day, I wasn't perplexed, but I was surprised he went to Philadelphia for cheap, personally.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, all they got was a sixth rounder for next year.
Yeah. So I wouldn't underestimate. I've always liked this guy from the Detroit Lions, but short-term deal for Marvin Jones, roughly $7 million a season. I think he'll be, he knows the offensive coordinator very well. And Trevor Lawrence seems to sort of look for Marvin Jones as well. So I think that's a sneaky good sort of signing. You know, yes, he's 31, but it's not a bad signing personally.
No, they need someone there that's reliable for Trevor Lawrence, I guess. And, he's a big physical receiver as well. So he's sort of in the mold of a Michael Thomas or somebody like that, you know, not somebody that's going to blind you with speed, but is going to get to his spots and be physical. So, I don't mind that signing. They picked up Shaq Griffin as well from Seattle on the defensive side. So that's not too bad, like 3 years, $44 million. So that's not too bad as well. And they've got Carlos Hyde there as well as a backup to a backup.
Their
running back depth will be severely tested.
Well, they had a great running back in James Robinson last year, an undrafted, finished fifth, running back in the top five running backs. Then they drafted Travis Etienne in the first round, who's gone down with an ACL and he's out for the year. So, the Carlos Hyde wasn't a bad little sort of pickup, but
it's a good insurance policy.
I was a bit sceptical of that pick. I don't know. I mean, clearly, I don't know what they didn't see in James Robinson, but he was great last year. I liked him.
No, well, he'll still be their number one there. And like I said, they got themselves a good 1-2 punch there in with Etienne there. But yeah, Carlos Hyde's no slouch, so I guess they can rely on him to cover up, those backup running back snaps.
Yeah. AFC West. Oh, we're going through these pretty well. Starting from the top, the Denver Broncos.
I guess a little underwhelming last year. They bring in Teddy Bridgewater, and basically I think he's won the starting job there over Drew Lock.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, Drew Lock is sort of he's shown in flashes how good he can be, and one of those guys who's got, like you said, it's an absolute, rocket launcher of an arm. He just needs a little bit better accuracy. It's in the mold of Josh Allen, so gets a little bit more accurate. If he picks up, if he in the mold of the Buffalo Bills, if he could pick up himself, a bona fide superstar wide receiver, then he could improve drastically. But at this point in time, well, what's your number? If you can get someone like Jerry Jeudy who can be a superstar,
I think
you've got guys like Cortland Sutton.
No offense, they're tight end. They have a really good offensive team, so I wouldn't. And their defense is just all time. And then they signed Justin Simmons to that franchise tag. So they picked up Kyle Fuller as well as a cornerback. So their defense is great.
And Patrick Surtain, they picked up in the draft. A lot of people have got really high expectations on him. So they thought that, I did hear that they probably should have gone, somebody like a Devontae Smith or someone like that. But, they picked up Patrick Surtain. Yeah,
screwed us. Son of a bitches. That's who I thought was going to fall to us. And then all of a sudden Denver took him. I had no idea why. But anyway, tough division. I mean, goddamn, it's a very tough division. So, no tougher than the next team, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs, I guess, should be, runaway winners for this division. So, don't really have to sort of say a whole lot, really. Mahomes and the crew there, they're the favorites, are they not? Are they like $5 favorites for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, short up their offensive line, signing Joe Thuney to a 5-year, $80 million contract, because that was their biggest problem in the Super Bowl. Is that?
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's right. They lost a couple of guys off the offensive line in the Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes was running for his life. Against that defense.
Did you still watch him sort of still get the ball off?
It was ridiculous.
The dude, how he still gets a ball off when he's getting chased and falling in the ground.
And semi-accurate.
Oh, my God. He's amazing. But, yeah, Jay Thuney, that'll be, yeah. And they had to shut up their offensive line. So, I mean, like you said, not much to say. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill. I mean, there's not much else to say.
No, that's right. They're your guns right there. So it'll be what they can sort of produce defensively. They're always going to be there offensively. I think that was a big improvement on even their Super Bowl winning year was their defense last year. So
yeah,
if they can keep that up. It's health.
Exactly.
Keep guys healthy, keep Mahomes clean, and you will go a very, very long way.
The Las Vegas Raiders,
they got a nice new shiny stadium.
Yeah. Oh my God. It looks like a Death Star stadium for any Star Wars fans out there.
It's right at the south end of the strip too. It's crazy.
It looks awesome. It looks unbelievable. And the owner's a maniac. The owner is now looking at his mansion to turn his whole mansion. I've seen renders of it into a silver and black color mansion. Oh, not joking. So he's the one with the weird haircut. But they, I'm still perplexed. You know, they got Gruden, okay. They kept Carr. I just don't know what they were, you know, I guess, thinking in a lot of moves, personally. They signed John Brown. Then they cut John Brown.
What a waste.
They signed Kenyon Drake to a 2-year, $11 million deal. Had Josh Jacobs there, who was running back 9 last year. So I just don't get that one either. The only couple that I sort of liked, I mean, Darren Waller. He's basically their running back. He's basically the wide receiver one.
He is an extraterrestrial, and he will become the best tight end in the game with a slightly better quarterback.
And they were able to pick up Yannick Ngakoue.
Yeah, Yannick Ngakoue. That's a good signing defensively. So
yeah.
I like that a lot. I guess they sort of got to make use of that. Like you said, nice, shiny, brand new stadium. I think they open up the season on Monday night. So. I can't wait to see
all these new stadiums.
I just
want to
see people in the stands there.
All these, well, you see it in the college football already. All these new shiny stadiums. I mean, the next team as well. We're going to talk about these shiny new stadiums and seeing them full. So
yeah, that's a very shiny new stadium there.
Yeah, 100%.
SoFi Stadium
for the Los Angeles Chargers. It's a apparently a tech, as in a tech, being it's in LA. I think it's. A tech and, you know, being where it is sort of is that it's a tech marvel, this stadium. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It looks nice.
Tech-wise. It looks nice. Look, they didn't really do much in terms of, you know, they're pretty quiet in the free agency. They were also fairly quiet, obviously, in the draft. I mean, you know, I'd lay pickup in your ex-boy, Jared Cook, as a tight end, which I don't mind. I like Jared Cook personally.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's getting up there in age, but he's a big body, and I think Justin Herbert will be able to use him really well.
I mean, and that you mentioned him just then, Justin Herbert's going to be the key for them to go far.
You too.
A lot of people have, I wouldn't say high expectations, but they're having.
I think they do. I disagree. I think they do now. I think they have huge expectations on Justin Herbert.
And this whole team, their biggest thing is, like you just, I think you mentioned for another team, is health. If Austin Ekeler is healthy and Keenan Allen is healthy, they will go far. Personally,
yeah, they've got a monster offense. So
they do have a monster offense. And Mike Williams, you know, is supposed to be this X factor sort of player.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he seems to be one of the best deep threats in the league. So
he's got to show it. I think he has.
No, that's right.
He's got to show it personally. So tough division. I mean, again, you know, Chiefs are runaway, but they're going to have to. They'll be fighting for a wild card.
Oh yeah, all of those teams will all be fighting for second spot in that division. I think they all made all three of those teams. I guess, you know, either made improvements or stayed steady. So that'll be a lot of jostling around there.
So we'll move on to the NFC and to the, you know, the laughable division, depending on who you talk to. And even though my team's in it, the NFC East, or in some leagues that I'm in, it's called the NFC Least. But anyway,
NFC Least.
We'll start with the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, hit me. How are your boys traveling?
They were great in Hard Knocks. I'll put it that. Look, they. They didn't have to do sort of too much sort of signing. They had a beast in Micah Parsons fall to them, in the 12th pick of the first round. He goddamn, he's fast. And all you can hear the background noise. He's a menace. He's so fast for how big he is. He's ridiculously fast. So, I mean, you know, and you've got Amari Cooper, you've got Michael Gallup, and you've got the guy that everyone's tipping is going to be, you know, an all elite wide receiver in CeeDee Lamb. So, and looked, and again in Hard Knocks, my God, he makes it look easy. You know, I think you mentioned, this before we got on it, they're talking him up like Jerry Rice. So.
Put those expectations on the boy.
I'm tempering expectations. I did temper expectations. So I don't, you know, like give him time kind of thing. But we've got the weapons. The biggest thing is keeping that one that throws the weapons to him absolutely healthy, and that's Dak Prescott. That is the key to our entire season, is keeping him healthy.
Keep that shoulder nice and loose and free.
And if he's injured, he's injured. Just don't run him into the ground, because he was on track. Like his first four or five games before he started, he was literally on track to throw over 5,000 yards.
He was on track for an all-time season.
It was absolutely ridiculous. So our defense is going to be the biggest thing, like anything. It's going to be, you know, we're still a young defense. Like you see, got Micah Parsons. We picked up Keanu Neal, who's a decent linebacker from the Falcons. I nearly said the Hawks then.
up Clint Capella from the Hawks. Like, yeah, he's gonna, he should be a good tight end at 7 foot.
Yeah, he should be a very good tight end. It's NFC East. So, like, I mean, unfortunately, the NFC East still at the moment, it's anybody's division.
It's there for the taking.
It was like that last year. It was like that the year before. It's probably going to be like that this year. So it's
there for the taking. Well, they haven't had back-to-back winners, you know, in the NFC East for like 9 years. So it's up for grabs.
Next one, the New York Giants.
Oh man, boy, do they need a shot in the arm? You know, to get them over this hump. They've had some really, really mediocre seasons lately. Saquon Barkley, hopefully is as far as I know, he's ready to go. As long as they don't sort of run him into the ground. They lost Colt McCoy, one of their backups. They picked up Mike Glennon, I guess, to sort of back up Daniel Jones there. They got Kyle Rudolph from the Vikings, which I think is a nice signing for them. And then basically Kenny Golladay to try and help out their sort of wide receiver crew.
Kenny Golladay, John Ross, and then signing Kadarius Toney at the 20th pick. They are trying to give Daniel Jones as many eggs as possible. And this is where he's got, if he doesn't do
you've
it,
you've got to keep him clean, though. You've got to keep him clean. Like, don't worry about they've got Sterling Shepard and do you know what I mean? They've got the weapons there, but he's got to stay protected.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, in saying that, yeah, I think they picked up.
He was one of the most sacked quarterbacks last year.
Yeah. Yeah,
his
no, you're right.
His offensive line was disgraceful.
Yeah. They, and they had a pretty harsh training camp, apparently. There's a Joe Judge, like, he's really.
Oh man, they had infighting and they had guys going after each other.
Well, Joe Looney who signed a contract with the Giants and then announced his retirement 4 days after signing with them. So something happened there.
Free money.
Yeah, well, free money, exactly. I don't know. I'm they're not one of the ones I would say that could win this division, personally, unless Danny Dimes somehow does something spectacular, personally.
Look, that was second last offensive last year in points per game at 17.5. So Daniel Jones really needs to sort of have Saquon Barkley back. Look, just one thing that I'd sort of, yeah,
blockers,
heard
like
off.
You said, he needs blockers as well.
That's right. Yeah, well, they were last in pass block win rate. You know, which is a strange sort of stat to pick out. But 42% in their guys winning the pass block. So that's just that can't happen. You can't have him scrambling around when he's had Saquon Barkley, you know, healthy and on his team. He's thrown 23 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Without him, 12 touchdowns, 13 interceptions.
Yeah.
So he's a massive cog for them to go forward and to break open that offense.
And that's why they're tempering him into the week one and week two and all that. As far as, I don't think he's going to see a lot of the ball in his first, at least his first week. So, which is good.
No, probably not. They've got to ease him back in.
You got to. And it's his contract year too.
They're not going to win the division. So,
No.
You've just got to make improvements on last year.
Yeah. I don't think the next team's going to win the division either, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. Through all their, you know, they took, you know, I guess kept it quiet, but everyone knew their starting quarterback is going to be Jalen Hurts. So, interesting. I mean, he's still unproven, so it's sort of a wait and see. They traded up and got a, you know, a rocket, and every Philadelphia Eagle fan wanted this in Devontae Smith. Everything I was reading is like they were going to tear that stadium down if they didn't get Devontae Smith, because they're Philadelphia.
I think he's the best wide receiver out of this crew. Not Jamar Chase or Jalen Waddle. I think Devontae Smith is.
I totally agree. I think that was a very, very good pick. But
and that's not just going on that he's a Heisman Trophy winner. Like, you know, I truly think that he's going to be the best one of the bunch. And, you know, you got a good young quarterback there in Jalen Hurts. They've put their faith behind him by trading away Carson Wentz. They know that they had him there. They brought in Gardner Minshew as a backup, picked up Kerryon Johnson. So I think they'll still be a little limited offensively. I think that could be a problem. So once again, it's all about showing improvement, and especially improvement in Jalen Hurts.
Exactly. Final team is I still don't. How do you not found a name? But the Washington Football Team.
No, supposedly next year, not this upcoming season. I don't understand. There must be some sort of trademarking or legality thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, just get it done. Just get it done already.
Yeah, but I mean, they were great. Like they finished. They won the division last year. They're a very, very, very good defensive team, but then they concentrated straight on the offensive. They picked up, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick to a one-year, $10 million deal. Curtis Samuel as well, three-year, $34.5 million deal. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller as well. And another sleeper was Adam Humphries, who signed a one-year deal with them. So, I think they're the ones that are going to be going against Dallas for this division personally, on the back of their defense, but on the back of their offense is nothing to sneeze at as well. You've got Antonio Gibson and Terry McLaurin, so.
Yeah.
And Ryan's still slinging it like Ryan still slings it, so.
If he can be anything like any kind of good like he was at the Dolphins last year, then, yeah, that could be. That could be a really good team.
It's funny how like all these old quarterbacks we talk about that can't throw it anymore, like your Roethlisbergers and all that. And but he is 38 and he can still sling it.
He's still got a good arm on him.
Yeah, he's a very, very good arm on him. So I think they'll be the ones that'll push Dallas in this division. I really do. I just think on their defense is great, and they're going to go from strength to strength in their defense. So,
yeah, to replicate last year, we'll be good. And like you said, yeah, a couple of good signings there offensively. So that should really help Fitzpatrick out.
The NFC North, the Chicago Bears.
For me, got the steal of the draft. You could say Mac Jones, all you want, was the steal of the draft. I think they got the steal of the draft in Justin Fields.
Perfectly weighted and perfectly traded up at the right time and traded for the right value. So they're perfect. They did really, really well in this, because they're a team that, I don't know, personally, they're just a team that they have offensive weapons. You know, David Montgomery, they re-signed Allen Robinson, the franchise tag. They just still don't have that quarterback. They're not even going to start with Justin Fields. They're starting with Andy Dalton.
They'll be starting with Andy Dalton. But how long until they lose faith there, because they had a pretty short leash on Mitch Trubisky last year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we'll see what Andy Dalton.
He wasn't awful to start the year last year. He was average, but he wasn't awful.
No, you're right. I guess that's another wait and sort of see team, because they still got a great defense. They were 50-50 last year, so 8-8. So it'll be exactly what you just said then. And honestly, it'll just be on when they start Justin Fields and how they go with Justin Fields. That's how it's probably going to go, personally.
Yeah. So. That's all I can think of is how quickly they grow frustrated with Andy Dalton, and when they throw Fields in the mix.
Next team is the Detroit Lions. I don't know what to say about them.
Look, again, you know, like Houston, I think another long season ahead. You know, making the trade for Stafford to go to the LA Rams, picking up Jared Goff in return. To pick up Jamal Williams from the Packers is not a bad pickup. Oh, I don't mind that. So they've got to try and do, you know, as good as they possibly can with those couple of first rounders that they picked up from LA for next year in 2023. So
yeah,
that's
they're pure rebuild. You know, their biggest Danny weapon. Campbell.
Is he the right man for the, to be the coach there?
I don't know.
He is a man amongst men. Like the podcast
first
that
press
I
conference
to,
was just
the pod awesome. That I listen to regularly, man. They love Dan Campbell, but they love him for his sound bites.
The media have said this is going to be the best thing ever for the NFL. They love Dan Campbell, the media. So because for obvious, you know, when he starts one. His first thing saying we're going to take out people's kneecaps and bite them.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to start chomping on your legs and take your kneecaps out and then work our way. Yeah, he's got some good one liners there.
Their biggest, you know, I'm a huge fan of that young TJ Hockenson. I think you know if they can keep him healthy, he'll be great. I mean,
a good linchpin offensively. Yeah,
as long as Jared can get him the ball, but
and Swift as well.
Yeah, he was great last year. I don't know what's going on this year. A lot of people are putting him down. I'm not sure why. I think maybe because he's slightly injured, possibly. And don't throw out Jamal Williams. He was great for the Packers last year.
He's a good backup. Yeah, that's right. He's a very good backup. He's a good thumper. He's a good backup.
I like Jamal Williams. Yeah, that's a very, very – yeah, I don't mind that sort of pickup, depending on what happens with Swift. So – stayed in the same division because we're moving straight on to the Green Bay Packers.
Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, literally. You know,
they got
preseason
Aaron Rodgers has had a very interesting offseason.
Well, he did. And look, before all that, they re-signed Aaron Jones to a four-year contract worth $48 million. They picked up very late Randall Cobb in a trade with Houston Texans for a sixth round, who's been familiar with there, who got his money there, basically. So,
yeah, that's right.
Obviously, it was all centered around, you know, their starting QB. But once he sort of come back, Rodgers, it was like all systems go. Nothing changed.
No, it's business as usual. So, yeah, I think he's still a fairly level-headed guy, and he's
and they all love him.
He's under no illusions of what this team's doing.
Yeah. So Super Bowl or bust, they should win this division. I think that, you know, that's an easy one to move on from.
Yeah, look, he turned down that 2-year extension to stay there. So this could possibly be, you know, his last season at Green Bay, and they've got to make the man happy. And
I honestly think it is his last season at Green Bay.
It could possibly be like if he wins a Super Bowl, he could ride off into the sunset, a la John Elway or you know Peyton Manning or one of those guys. But he's still got a lot left in the tank. So. It could be a Tom Brady situation.
The next team is the Minnesota Vikings. Didn't really do huge amounts that I could sort of see that stood out in free agency or even sort of the draft. I mean, they've got weapons, but they've got the, you know, they've got that Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen as their 1-2-1 wide receivers. So
picked up Dede Westbrook. From Jacksonville, so that's not too bad. So that'll sort of shore up a nice three wide receiver core there. They only recently just picked up Chris Herndon from the Jets, the tight end from there. Picked him up for I think they got a fourth and a sixth as well. So It's Kirk Cousins. You know, can he be, you know, can he be the Kirk Cousins that he's being paid for? You know, we all know what Dalvin Cook's going to produce. He's going to, yeah, he's going to be, he's going to produce massive, you know, yards from scrimmage, you know, in both facets, you know, whether it be receiving or, you know, or rushing. So that's yeah. And they don't have any, they've got a decent defense as well. So I think they would have dreams and aspirations of trying to win the division, but that's probably a bridge too far. But yeah, they definitely need to show improvements on what happened last year.
Yeah
Dalvin Cook totally was hurt last year for bits and pieces of the season. So yeah, but they unearthed, you know, a total stud in Justin Jefferson.
Oh my God, yeah. And now it's possibly, you know, Thielen will still get those red zone touches.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Justin Jefferson is, to me, their wide receiver one personally. So next, move on to the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons. Look, they,
got arguably the best receiver, arguably the best receiver in this draft in Kyle Pitts, who fell to them at number four.
Yeah. And knew that when they sort of, you know, that sort of stated that they were still had all their eggs in the Matt Ryan basket. So, which is fine. I've never been had a problem with Matt Ryan. He's still been accurate. I think, you know, their offense has been always sort of good. It's their defense that sort of has let them down in last season, especially, I guess.
Matt Ryan last year threw for 4,500 yards.
Yeah. So, because he was always playing from behind, and that's why they went poor last year. I wouldn't throw, you know, their starting running back is Mike Davis, who was from the Panthers.
I like
I like him. You know, he's got the biggest legs I've ever seen on a guy that's fairly short. Is it lit? You know, we say tree trunk legs. These are tree trunk legs. These are massive.
He'd be splitting them. He'd be splitting them pants that he wears.
Yes, he would be. I don't know what the over under is, and we'll talk about that later. But they'll do way better than 4-12. Way better than 4-12.
Oh, I would assume so. They'll still think they'll probably be around the bottom of that division, but that division should improve some. Picked up Josh Rosen to be their backup behind Matt Ryan because AJ McCarron went down. So that's a I don't know. I've got a soft spot for Josh Rosen. I don't think he was extremely fairly treated by the Cardinals and has just been dumped by the wayside by a lot of teams. But I think he could still be a productive quarterback, and for him to learn behind Matt Ryan, I think is a really good landing spot for him.
Next team is the Carolina Panthers. I mean, starting off, they acquired Sam Darnold in that trade with the New York Jets for a sixth rounder and a second and a fourth. So, what'd you think of that? Yeah, I thought so. I mean, he had to get out of that stench that was the New York Jets, and he could be good. He is good.
Let's get him some help.
He is good. And for what's, you know, he's been in the, that's the thing. He's been in the NFL for 4 years. The man's still 24 years old. Sure. The man is drafted, you know, he could have got drafted 2 years ago, you know, as to put it out in context. So, yeah, he needs some help, and God, he's going to have some help with this team. He's back with his boy and one of my favorites, Robbie Anderson. So
oh, your boy. You love Robbie.
I do love Robbie Anderson. I'm not going to lie. And you've got, you know, the guy that you don't really like in DJ Moore, but is competent enough there. But, I mean, it all starts and ends with their biggest weapon, obviously.
That's right. And that's CMC.
And that's Christian McCaffrey. If he's healthy, they'll go far. That's pretty much it.
Right. He's been cruelly hurt. Yeah, for pretty much the last two seasons, he hasn't seen a whole lot of game time. So that's been a very, very cruel blow for the Panthers. So yeah, it's keeping him healthy and on the field. And like you said, that's basically going to be he's a dual threat. You know, in the run game and in the pass game. So that's that'll really open up their offense for them, and especially with someone like Sam Darnold there. I think, yeah, I think he's still a fairly accurate quarterback. You know, even going back to his days in college, I think his last season in college wasn't very good. But yeah, he's still an accurate quarterback. And yeah, you keep Christian McCaffrey on that field. You keep that number 22 there. They'll improve.
Yeah, they'll improve. Yeah, big time. They will improve. So, next team. Go ahead. It is your team, the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, look, I guess a very, very bitter pill to swallow after Drew Brees retired last year and had his hopes and dreams of going out a winner squashed by Tom Brady. So, the hell with Tampa Bay. I'm not holding a grudge at all.
No, of course not.
But look, yeah, they had a genuine, genuine competition for the starting quarterback, you know, between Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston, and looks like Jameis Winston has won the day, which I think is the smart decision because you know your Swiss Army knife in Taysom Hill is still going to be productive offensively, you know, whether it's at, you know, that those gadget plays. You know, playing every now and then at quarterback, you know, playing at tight end, playing at running back, he does it all. So, picked up that they needed to get some sort of productivity out of the tight end position. They've got Troutman there, who's only young, but they picked up.
I like him too. Vannett, I think he'll be good.
Which is a good pickup for them. I think they'll need help. On the offensive, so especially in the receiver core, you know, to help out guys like Marquez Callaway, Tre'Quan Smith, because Michael Thomas is going to be out for at least the first 5 weeks of the season. He's on the on the PUP list, so that's not terrific. They also have been displaced out of the city because of the hurricane.
Yeah.
So I think it's Hurricane Ida. So
yeah, exactly.
They've been displaced out of New Orleans for looks like 3 to 4 weeks, and I've got a feeling, I'm pretty sure that I read that the game that was meant to be against Green Bay on Sunday afternoon has been moved to Tennessee. So it was.
I thought it was Tennessee or Florida, so that makes sense.
It was looking like they were going to try and play it in Dallas, but there's like a music concert or something like there on that weekend or shortly thereafter, so they couldn't play it at AT&T Stadium. So it's a bit of a rough start for the Saints to sort of to be displaced out of their home for a little while, but. You know, for all the people that are sort of doing it tough there again, because of a hurricane, because this was a fairly powerful storm. It sort of ripped through. A lot of people had to be evacuated and stuff. You know, nowhere near the devastation of Katrina, but passed just to the west of New Orleans, I think it was, and a lot of places, sort of did get inundated with water and things like that. So, like I said, I genuinely believe that Winston will be good. I think there he showed that, and we can't get excited about the preseason. But all he's got to do is cut those interceptions out.
Yep. Look, it's you know, again, a tough division. You know, it really is. You know, no more so obviously than the next team in Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What do you say? Is this quarterback a bust again? Because they, you know, we don't have to go through every signing, but they
didn't make none, did they? Well, they brought everybody back on their offensive side of the ball.
It's extremely rare for an NFL side to, when they say run it back in the NBA, it's possible because, you know, you're not talking, you know, a 53-man roster. In the NFL, it's extremely rare. And they did. They pretty much ran it back. It's just all re-signings. Everybody re-signed. It's I don't know if it is the Tom Brady effect.
Well, that's it. Everyone's bought in, haven't they?
They have. It's amazing. I was amazed. I've never seen something like that in the NFL. So, you know, all accounts, they
it'll be like literally Super Bowl or bust again. You know, Tom Brady, until Tom Brady goes down, it will be like that. So,
and picked up the young kid from Florida, Kyle Trask, in the draft. Yeah. I think in the second round. So I think that could be a suit, because he had a lot of good raps on him as being a mid type quarterback player. Once he comes up to the pros, he had a really good season his last year in Florida. Obviously, he had Kyle Pitts there as well, so that kind of helped. But you know, for him to be landing in Tampa and being behind Tom Brady, I think is a super landing spot for him. And yeah, so he could be one of those, you know, set up for success, you know, after Brady leaves, after he turns 53.
53. Yeah, well, it's possible. You don't know. That's the thing.
Right. Well, Kyle Trask will then be 35. So, you know, that's it.
35
is what it is.
But it's just like, I think you can't remember which one you said. I think it was the Colts, actually. They'll take them as far as, Brady will take them as far as he can, because that's how it's going to be, basically. And they huge chance of winning the Super Bowl again. They really do. At the end of the day, they really do. So, moving on to the NFC West, starting with the Arizona Cardinals.
Look, this is going to be another. It won't be another tough year for them. They're 8-8 last year, so you can't really complain at that. But boy, they're in a tough division.
They are in a very, very tough division. I mean, they picked up a beast in J.J. Watt, signing a two-year, $31 million deal. I know what you thought of that one.
Don't mind it.
No, I don't mind it either. No, I quite liked it, to be honest. To be completely honest, I thought that was good, regardless age and little things like that. I thought that was great, to be honest.
Last year was one of his more healthier seasons that J.J. Watt's had over the last sort of, you know, three or four. Like, he's been hurt a lot. So, you know, to keep him on the field, will bode well for the Cardinals. Picking up AJ Green as well, to sort of help them right, offensively a bit, help Kyler Murray out.
Yeah, no, I don't mind the AJ Green sort of pickup, and even like a 1-2 punch of running back in James Conner, just to see if he can actually prove what he was supposed to be, that sort of top 10 running back. He won't be starting.
I think he is. I guess this, the Pittsburgh has sort of gone with a little bit of youth movement there at running back. So I think this is a great pickup for Arizona.
And I like Chase Edmonds too. I just don't, again, tough division.
If they can get to 8-8 again, then eight and nine and eight. In that sort of regard, I think they'll have competed pretty well. They had a couple of poor losses last year. I think sort of shot them in the foot, like killed any momentum that they were starting to build towards the end of the season. But once San Francisco get back to full strength, which looks like they will be this year, then the win shares throughout that division, I think, will go down a bit.
Next team who have thrown every basket into trying to make the Super Bowl, and that's the Los Angeles Rams.
They're totally 100% in.
They are, you know, no more so than Matthew Stafford acquired in trade with the Detroit Lions for 3 first rounders. I mean,
they've had enough of the Jared Goff experiment. Under Sean McVay, and they're just like, right, they believe that this is a significant upgrade in their quarterback, and yeah, they've got some damn fine weapons for Stafford to throw to.
They do. I mean, you know, you got Cooper Kupp, another favorite of mine, Robert Woods as well.
Robert Woods, you love him.
And because he's consistent. I love consistent wide receivers. So I don't care how old they are. I mean, there's certain ones I just absolutely love. But, you know, I'm talking about the older sort of ones here. Tyler Higbee should be good this year.
I mean, he's always been productive when called upon. They've not as big a wide as tight end crew is what they've had as of late because they've lost Gerald Everett. But yeah, you'd think that, that he would be a clear cut sort of number one there, Tyler Higbee. I don't mind Van Jefferson that's there either. This is what, his second year or third year out of college. I think he can improve. Like the big thing that hurt them was Cam Akers going down.
Yeah.
And you know, they sort of tried to get a little bit of an insurance policy in trading for Sony Michel from the Patriots, but yeah, they've still got Daryl Henderson there. So look, the problem is they don't have a really good or a solid backup quarterback. So you've got Stafford, who's had a lot of injury history, and you know, John Wolford, nice little quarterback, but I think they need to sort of to get a real backup there, because it all hinges on Stafford and can he stay healthy? He's had back problems, he's had knee problems, he's had shoulder problems.
Yeah,
he's had the lot. He's been pummeled a lot in his career at Detroit. So they've got to protect him, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Because Stone Cold said so.
That is the bottom line. next team is the San Francisco 49ers.
And let's not forget Aaron Donald there as well. Like, you know, he's just gonna be eating offensive linemen for breakfast. So
trying to destroy every wide receiver. So
yeah, that's right. So they've got a good couple of linchpins defensively as well. So let's not forget those guys as well. So I do like what they can do, but like I said, the win shares in that division will come down a bit with the healthy San Francisco.
Exactly right. I mean, straight away, you know, you have that one healthy, massive tight end in George Kittle, and that's just wins straight away. That's literally wins. I still can't get over that image of, I think it was against your Saints, when he was just carrying people like monkeys.
I think he had like three people like on his back, like literally on his back. Like just stacked on top of him.
I couldn't get over that. They like we mentioned Trey Lance, you know, they have, in what I listened to when Shanahan was talking, you know, everything that he's seen. Yes, he didn't play many games, but everything he's seen in the tape and everything he's seen at what do they call that? I don't call it training camp, but pro days.
Yeah, pro days, mini camps.
Mini camps. He is exactly the accurate person, and the running, because they're San Francisco are a running team. They will be a running team. So that's what he's seen him. And the smokes, you know, he loved it. He said, you know, he did have Mac Jones. He honestly said he had Mac Jones. It was one or the other.
Oh, that was there. That was the biggest smoke screen going around.
He seriously had considered Mac Jones up until sort of that pro day, and then his little things he didn't like, and that was sort of it. But they will start still with Jimmy Garoppolo, so in week one. So I don't know when Trey Lance is going to start, and as long as they're healthy, Raheem Mostert, if he's healthy, he's a beast as well.
No, that's right. And they've got a good offensive line that can create good gaps for Mostert. So, they've also got Jeff Wilson there as well, who's not a bad running back there. What the same sort of thing. They'll be running back again by committee. Look, they've got, you know, their receiving core is, you know, a little underwhelming, I think. You know, Ayuk, I like. You know, obviously
Debo Samuel is okay.
You've got Debo Samuel there as well, but like, you know,
if he can produce, he's okay. Debo Samuel.
Yeah. I think that's where they'll sort of fall by the wayside. They will be very, very heavily reliant on George Kittle.
Yeah, exactly. They have to be.
And obviously defensively as well, you know, they've got some monsters there. D Ford, Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead. They've got Fred Warner as well. They've got monsters all across the park there.
This is a tough division. I mean, I'm looking at the next team, the Seattle Seahawks. My God, this division's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, starts and ends like with every
team, like the quarterback, Russell Wilson. How hot start last year, this team.
Yeah,
and then
they
just sort of went to the wayside. And then, you know, they were like, you know, I think we sort of said at the start, our first six games, said, oh, well, Russell Wilson's winning MVP.
They're yeah, he was the runaway.
And then it just sort of, something sort of happens. So, you know, their offensive weapons are hot. You know, they've re-signed Chris Carson. They signed Gerald Everett, so I wouldn't throw him away. I think he's going to be okay at tight end.
Yeah, that's a good pickup for a tight end.
And I mean, look, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett as well. So I think they'll win this division. God, this really is a tough division.
I think they win the division. The contract extension for Jamal Adams as well. Is a good thing. Hopefully they can get a little bit more production out of him. I think he was a little underwhelming last year, in his first year there at Seattle. But hopefully he can get a bit better.
I think he comes across the kind of guy that, you know, he would have pushed to get the sign because he'll go off the back of, well, this is what you pay me, so I'll show you why you pay me. Yeah. Kind of thing. If that makes sense.
You hope so. And like a $20 million signing bonus, man. Whew, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, well, that's exactly right. That's not bad at all. So, yeah, I think they'll win this division, but it could go plenty of ways. So
uber tough division.
It is an uber tough division. So that is every division. We've gone through every sort of team. That was phenomenal timing, an hour 25. Now we move on to the exciting stuff, I think. I've got to stop gambling, and that's the over-unders. the over-unders.
Over-unders. All right, over-unders. These were current as of last week out of Caesar Sportsbook in the States. So let's kick it off. Let's go back to the AFC. Let's just go in alphabetical order. Let's punch them through. The Baltimore Ravens are 10.5. Over or under?
Oh, under.
Under.
Baltimore Ravens, 10.5, yes, under.
I still think they win 11 or 12 games.
I'm gonna start typing this. I just think we're gonna keep this bad boy.
Type away.
No, I think under personally.
I think over.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep going.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. The Buffalo Bills, 11.
11. Ooh.
I think way over.
Yeah, I think over.
To tell you the truth, I think way over. Yeah. Well, not way over, but I think 13. They won 13 games last year.
Yeah, no, I think over. Yeah, over. Yeah.
And okay, the AFC East is a little bit more competitive, but who's to say that they can't improve as well?
No, over. Definitely, I'm with you on that.
Definitely over.
Under. Alrighty. Over. Yep.
The Cincinnati Bengals, 6.5.
Whoa. Under.
Yeah, I still think under.
Just under. Okay, under. Yep.
The Cleveland Browns, 10.5.
Over. I knew you were going to say 10. I just had that feeling of 10. Yeah, over. They'll be over that.
Look, that's me. That division had three teams with 11-plus wins.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, it's a good division. It really is a good division. So.
Well, they do have Cincinnati in there, so, yeah. Sorry, Bengals fans, but look, they're on the improve, but I still don't think they're going to win 6.5.
Still young and all that.
Yeah, so. Cleveland, I think over 10.5.
Yeah.
Okay, the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
8.5.
I'm interesting. Going under. If they pick up a quarterback during the year,
They've got Teddy there.
I'll go under as well. I'll go under.
I think under. Let's be a little bit sort of not so much realistic, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they only won 5 games last year. You know, how many more wins can Teddy Bridgewater produce for you? So,
I'm with you. I'll go under.
I think the under's a good bet on that one. The Houston Texans, 4.
Under.
Way under.
4, wow. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, under. 4. Yeah, under. I mean, under.
I think that's pretty easy. The Indianapolis Colts, 9.5.
Tough one.
Oh, so you got to still think there's 17 games in this too.
Yeah, over.
9.5, I'll go over.
They'll
personally.
Win 10 games.
Yeah, they'll win 10 games. They should be able to do that.
Yeah. Yep. You can't say, oh, you know, barring injury and blah, blah, blah. You've just got to go on what you look at, what we're looking at right now, you know, with the roster that they have. Yeah, 10 wins, I think they get that.
Yep.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy, Tony Khan.
He's starting to be our boy, isn't he? Yep.
He is. Man, if he signed football, did you see that? Was it a tweet or was it a Facebook post from Fulham over there in the UK? So if Tony Khan signed football players like he signed wrestlers, then we'd be in the Champions League.
He's probably, who knows? He's probably dipping into his own money for all we know. We don't know what he's doing.
That's his baby. Anyway, 6.5 wins.
6.5. Trevor Lawrence, no, I'll still say under. I'll jump. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'll say under. I'll go under. Yeah,
under.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs, 12.5.
Over.
Yeah, I'll still think over.
17 games. They were 14-2 last year. Yeah, that's over.
Yeah, that's over. That's bad. The Las Vegas Raiders, 7 wins.
7 wins.
I think they get over that.
7 wins, this division. What do you think, over?
I think over. I think.
Last year, with the fairly
injury interrupted season and everything, and they only need mediocre play from Derek Carr, I think, to be able to
It was top 15 line. Derek Carr's good. Derek Carr is good. He's not the best, but he's not the worst either. So
more production out of Henry Ruggs.
Yeah. If they're gonna win, way more production out of Henry Ruggs.
Lots more.
Yeah.
I think over 7. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
The LA Chargers. This one is a little high for 9.5.
Yeah, honestly, I'll go if it's healthy, I'll go over. I'll go over that. I'll go over. They were 7-9 last year.
I don't think they're going to get double digits. I'm going to say under.
They were 7-9 last year. With all those sort of players, but sort of out really, you know, they were. So you're going under.
I think that division has gotten a bit better. So, you know, it's like the NFC West. I think win shares will go down in that.
They have gotten better, but I think honestly they're a sneaky wild card team. I honestly believe that. I honestly believe they're a sneaky wild card team. So.
Yeah, I don't think they get to double. That's the thing that frightens me, but it's just double digits. So that's the only thing that I'm looking at. So they could get 9 wins, and that would be an improvement. So yeah, I'm saying under.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins, 9.5.
Ooh.
I'm torn on this one. I don't know.
Ooh, that's tough. Nine. How much again? Sorry.
9.5.
And they got the path, you know. I think under. Why go under? Because I think only because Pats, you know, they won't want to finish third again.
No.
They won't win the division, but they won't want to like be under the Dolphins. So yeah, I'll go under. Yep.
The New England Patriots.
Yep.
9.5.
Over. Personally, I think they'll go over.
They don't win 2 games.
I think.
They're not winning 10 games. Under.
That means they've got to be 10-7. That's hugely achievable.
Under.
And the amount of and Bill Belichick, and having the crowd back up. Yeah, no, I'm going over. You're going under. Okay.
Nah, under.
Yep.
The New York Jets. 6.
Under. That's an easy under.
Yeah, that's rather inflated, isn't it? 6 wins, but anyway.
Very inflated. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a funny one. The Pittsburgh Steelers, 8.5. They got no faith in the Steelers next year.
I will go over.
I think
over eight and a half. I think
eight and a half. Yeah, I think they can get 9 wins.
Four last year with literally, you know,
nobody
string quarterbacks. So I'll go over.
Yeah, I think over. Yeah.
Yeah. And you still got three great wide receivers. Still, as much as a dickhead of Smith Juice has been, you know, Deontay Johnson is probably their best wide receiver.
Yeah, so, Chase Claypool's turning into like a Mike Williams. He's turning into a fast, good, deep threat. So
I like him. He's another, you know, sneaky fantasy favorite of mine. So under easily. I wouldn't say easily, but now I go under. Yeah,
under 8.5.
Sorry, over. Yeah. My bad.
No, I'm going over.
Over, yeah.
And last team in the AFC, the Tennessee Titans, 9.5.
Over.
Over.
Yeah.
I think over.
Yeah.
All right, the NFC.
Oh, don't start with
that. Go ahead. The Arizona Cardinals, 8.5.
Good cards. 8.5. That's tough.
I know.
8.5. I will go. I'll give them the benefit of doubt, and I'll go over.
I think under.
Yep. This division is tough, but so that makes it worse.
Yeah, exactly. The Atlanta Falcons, 7.5.
Over.
Oh, really?
They've only got, you know, you got your Saints and Panthers, and they're not going to beat the Bucks. I'll flip that. I'll go under. You convinced me. I'll go under.
The Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers, 7.5. I think under still.
I think under, but I think it'll just be under. I think they'll get 7.
Sorry, Nick, yeah, 6 or 7 wins, I think.
I think they'll be 7-10 or something like that, so... Both under, yep.
Yeah. Chicago Bears, 7.5.
Going on last year, I don't know. 7.5, I could go over. I will go over. I'll go over. You're all in on Fields. I know you are, but that's fine. But you're all in on Fields.
I am.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not disputing that. I'm with you too. I think he's gonna have a chip on his shoulder, which is gonna be awesome.
He's a stud.
So
many teams convince themselves out of Justin Fields, and that's part of the pre-draft process.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys, 9.5.
Oh, Jesus Christ. 9.5.
9.5.
I'm gonna say 100, but I think that they could win the division with 9 games. This is the problem.
Yeah, no, of course. I think looking at everything that they got there, I think they can win 10 games. I'm gonna say over.
All right, now I'm tempering expectations, and I'll go. I'll stay under. Still need to win division, and I just think if they do, it'll just be 10. It won't be 11.
I think these are fairly decent and comparable numbers, which I think that's what they want. So, the Detroit Lions, 5 wins.
Under.
Under. Look, they had 5 wins last year. I don't know how they rustled those up, but.
If you said 3, I would have said under. So.
No, I think it'll be fairly. I think that's sort of bang on the money. I think they'll be there or thereabouts again, 5-6 wins. But I'll take the under. Tough division, and not so much super tough, but they'll have trouble.
What wide receiver did they have? What wide receiver did they have? That's right. You know what I mean? Like, sorry.
The Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
11 wins.
Bang on, no half. Bang on 11.
Nah, 11 wins.
Yeah, no, I think I'll go over that in 17 games.
Yeah, that'll be over, I think.
Yeah.
The LA Rams, 10.5.
Over.
Yeah, I think over.
I don't think they won't let him go under, personally.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, 10 wins last year. Thereabouts. Now, here's one for you. The Minnesota Vikings. 9 wins.
I'm going under.
Yeah, under.
Because, again, this is, I mean, a lot of things, but this is on the back of unvaccinated Kirk Cousins, who's adamant he's not taking it. So, adamant. So, yeah, under. And I feel sorry because, God, they got, you know, I like Thielen. I like Justin Jefferson. I love Dalvin Cook.
What do you think Stephon Diggs wanted out of there?
Yeah. Yeah, under. Yep.
All right, the New Orleans Saints. Ooh. 9 wins.
Sorry, I think that'll... I think under.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think under.
I
it's hard to say, isn't it?
I think so. Like I said,
it's hard to say when it's your own team, but I understand.
Like, you're dulling down expectations for the Cowboys. I'm dulling down expectations on the Saints. I'm saying under 9 wins.
You kind of got to. So, nah, under. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
The New York Giants. 7 wins.
Under.
Way under.
I'm going to say, yeah, they'll be around there, but I want to say way under, but it'll definitely be under.
Under.
I think that, just before we go on, just quickly, NFC East, who's going to be the worst teams out of these two, the Giants or the Eagles, honestly?
Giants.
Yeah, Eagles, I don't know. The only reason I say that is because you don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to be.
That's right. And that's why. You don't know what Jalen Hurts is, and I know exactly what Daniel Jones is.
What Daniel Jones is, yeah.
He is the fumble awesome. King.
That's so good. Yep.
That's what he should have next to his name. Instead of QB, it should be FK.
That's hilarious. Yep.
All right. So the next team is the Philadelphia Eagles, 6.5.
I still think under.
Yep.
God, their fans would tear them to shreds, but too, by the way. But who cares? Yep.
San Francisco 49ers, 10 wins.
10 wins.
10.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Yeah. In that division.
I think under.
I think under. Yeah, I do too. God, that's a tall ask.
They got a lot of props on San Francisco this year, and I don't know if they can live up to it. I know they're just really banking tough on healthy defense again, but I think under 10 wins. And the Seattle Seahawks, 9.5.
Over. Yeah, that's
absolutely over.
That's kind of low, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, way over. I wouldn't say way over. No, yeah, whoa, way over. They could go 12-13 easily.
Yeah, I think so.
Jesus, that's terrible. But anyway, yeah, wow. That's shocking.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe when I seen that one. I'm like, righto, cool. That's what they got. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 11.5.
Over. Yeah, that's another easy one. Over.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And last but not least, the Washington football team. Let's play some football. 8
I'm just going to write Washington. I can't even write. I'm not writing football team.
Let's put football team.
Nah, I'm good.
FD.
Yes.
8 wins.
8 wins.
That's tough.
Hold up. So 8 wins, and I said, I will go over. I'll go over. I think it's them and what's name fighting it out, and I think they'll get 9 wins, and one of them were going to get 9. One of them's going to get 9. One of them's going to get 10. So I think they can go over 8. I think Washington.
Yeah, I'll run with the over.
Yeah. So the only ones we disagreed on was I don't see the Ravens. Something's up there, so I don't see that. I'm for some reason all in on the Chargers. I wouldn't say all in, but at least to sort of beat the over under and yeah, well, and I went against my Cowboys. So yeah, that was fun. We'll see how they all pan out, of course, but.
That's right. Now, injuries and all sorts of stupid stuff like that happens all through the season, you know, and then the new X factor that's in there is COVID. So, yeah, that's the
kind of
that's the world we live in at the moment. So that's how we got to roll with it. So yeah, that's how we are. So that's all right. So that's our under overs. That's our analysis.
Yeah.
Expert analysis. That we've
Bring
been
on the NFL season.
Together for the last 2 months.
Bring on this NFL season.
Oh man, I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm genuinely excited to see what the Saints can do. But like I said, I've got to cull down expectations there a little bit till I can see that.
Jump in my boat. That's
Winston,
all I'm doing.
Yeah, that I can see that Winston's going to cut out those interceptions and then wait until Michael Thomas comes back. That's all I'm waiting for. So, and obviously they've got Alvin Kamara there too, so who I absolutely love. I didn't really mention when we were talking about him, but yeah, we all know what he does and what he can produce. And on his day, like Thanksgiving last year, I think it was against Minnesota, where he had what, four touchdowns, five touchdowns.
He won. What was the final? Even the final game, he literally won me the title with that 50 points. In fantasy, that was six touchdowns, wasn't it?
I think, yeah, I can't remember, it was four or five. I know, yeah, that monster on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. So, I went into the high expectations. We didn't have high expectations last year with the Cowboys, but at least high expectations to win the division.
And rightly so,
Until I seen the defense against the Rams, I went, well, we're not doing anything this year. And then obviously Prescott. I mean, they're obvious things. So, yeah, that's it. Bring on the season. That's good timing too. We'll finish up. We'll mention, as always, our socials, Facebook and Twitter, as well as, you know, a white hot by the sounds of it, gimco.com.au, where we have all our podcasts, every single one up there. So go check them out as always.
Yeah, absolutely. The NFL break is full, sold out. Then ended up getting the Washington football team. So
that's nice, isn't it? And isn't it correct me if I'm wrong.
Three products from this year, and I think there's two.
And in 2021?
2020. So that's not too bad. I'd still like to get the Saints, but not too bad at all.
Was there any 2021 there?
Yeah, three products from 2021.
You get Chase Young. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's last year, though.
Yeah. Oh, 2020, okay. Washington. Yeah, okay. You know, no trading happening at all?
I'm trying to snare the Saints, but... yeah, we're just
not really good.
Waiting to hear back, but that should be fun. I think that should be breaking tonight. So So thanks again, Dom. He pumped out the random draw last night at like midnight. So he's clearly an insomniac as well. So I know he's got a new bub in the house too. So you know, congratulations on that. And that's probably a reason why he's an insomniac at the moment. So, but should be fun. This season's going to be awesome as per usual. And hopefully, good luck to everybody's teams out there.
So to finish on, just straight off the top of your head, Super Bowl. Who do you think?
Yeah, is it going to be a repeat?
I don't think it's going to be a repeat, but. I think they'll do a 1-2. I think it'll be the Chiefs.
If it comes back down to a repeat, I think the Chiefs beat the Bucks. If it's going to be that again,
I think it's
look,
a Chiefs.
Again. I'm still rating the Seahawks to go far, and I don't think you can look past the Packers as well. to make the Super Bowl. So I don't think it's going to be a super fairy tale, type run for the Bucks again. I think everybody is, if they weren't gunning for them before, teams will definitely be gunning for them now. So they're going to get everybody's best shot.
And MVP.
Wow. Josh Allen.
Yeah. I honestly think don't go past Josh Allen. Obviously the easy one could be, Patrick Mahomes, but I think Josh Allen has a huge chance this year. Absolutely huge chance this year. So I don't know what he's paying on Sportsbet, but I'm sure I can look up that. you already know. You don't already know, do you?
No, I cannot remember.
MVP, he's paying $13. So that's actually not too
nice.
Bad. That is nice. All right, well, have a good week, everyone. My name's Jason. Oh, let's go, Den Boys Smith.
Oh, yeah, let's go, Den Boys. I'm Miles. Go Saints Plum. Let's get it. It's finally here. Let's get ourselves some nice early mornings in on Monday morning to watch us some football. And if you've got league pass, then it's just cocaine in red zone.
Have a good week, everyone.
See ya.
Oh, that's awesome.